I became paralyzed when I was 8 years old. The doctors, they found out I had too many blood vessels in my spinal cord. During the surgery, they hit some nerves and they cut off some of the bloodstream to the muscles. And so after the surgery, I woke up being paralyzed. There was a period of time that I cried every night in my bed, just also asking the question, why me? I had to do my rehab, and part of that was sports. Sports, for me, was a fun way to just accept the fact that I had to live my life from a chair. It gave me a lot of confidence, being on court, feeling that I could become better at something. There's many highlights in my tennis career. If I have to pick one, that would be maybe the gold medal in Beijing in 2008. But also London 2012, being able to win my fourth gold medal in a row there, and it was my last match ever that I played. It's priceless to end your career that way, and I'm still very thankful for that. I started my foundation in 2004. I received a lot of emails with the question, wow, I do have a little kid with a disability, but where can she or he play sport? We started to go into schools for kids with disabilities and started to do clinics there. At this moment, we are more into working together with hospitals to see how we can, right from the start, whenever a kid gets a disability, how we can help them from that moment on. You see that kids play more sports, that their confidence grow. I think it's an amazing honor if you can share experience which help other people. And probably one of the things that I'm most proud of. Yeah.